is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Hello, everybody. In restless dreams I walk. Yeah, I'd like to let the song play all the way through. I'd like to do that every week, but it seems like I've always got more to say than I have enough time to say it in. And that's not getting better, that's getting worse. Look around you. The world today is a very hectic place, and we're going to try and put a few of those pieces in the right places for you to understand a little bit more today. Welcome to TLB Talk Radio for Sunday, October 9th, 2022. And the name of today's show is Shot to Hell. No, you didn't hear it wrong. The name of today's show is Shot to Hell. And as far as I'm concerned, it's very appropriately named. So, let's get into this just a little bit. And before we do, you always know I've got some things I like to tell everybody up front each week. This is episode 37. Let me start off by saying that, which I haven't. This is TLB Talk Radio, and it is sponsored by TLB's newest website, which is TLBtalk.com. And, gee, I wonder where we got the name for this radio show, TLB Talk Radio. Anyway, this is a place where you can go and talk. This is a place where you can go and freely express the things you know that people have to know. This is a place where you can go and both teach and learn. And that's what it should be used for. As usual, before I get started, I'd like to once again thank RBN. And do me a favor, guys. I say this each week. I'm going to say it again this week, only I'm going to truncate it because I don't have a whole lot of time. Consider doing a reoccurring donation with RBN. Instead of doing $50 every 2 or 3 months, do $10 a month every month. What it does is it allows them to know how much money they've got coming in each week so that they can budget, so that they can set things up, so they can make expansions and services and whatever to make this all better for you. If you give them a reoccurring payment, it helps them to build a useful budget. And I strongly suggest you do that. I would also like to say thank you to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio. She replays this show on Thursdays. And for also hosting my newest show with my co-host Stephen Roberts, which is Eagles Eye Report, and that's on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. It is thanks to RBN, Sam, and also Annie, and all of these, that I have the ability to get the message out even further than what the Liberty Beacon Project allows me. Again, I will state that the message I bring to you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, or it's recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on the course or the actions being done against us, or the course we're being dragged down. You will also find all of the information and links that are applicable to the information I put out today in an article that's published every single Monday on thelibertybeacon.com. Just go to TLB Talk Radio in the slide bar up at the top, the slides, and click on that big slide. It will take you to the article. You will not only be able to re-listen to the show, but you will again have links to all of the information. Look, I will never lie to you. I will never exaggerate. I may say things with a little bit louder voice at times because that is me being honest. If it upsets me, you're going to know I'm upset. If it pisses me off, you're going to know I'm pissed off. If I think it's funny, there'll be no doubt in your mind I think it's funny. So for anybody who believes that Roger goes through theatrics when he raises his voice, nothing could be further from the truth. Okay? Nothing. This is who I am. And by you understanding the emotions I attach to these topics, you also understand how true I am to you about what I really think about these things. So let's go, okay? Because I've got a lot of information for you. And yes, we will be taking calls after the half hour, not for the first half hour. And let's see how much of this I can get out. And if I have no calls, which I'm hoping I do, but if I don't, believe me, I have plenty of information to give you. TLB Talk Radio, Shot to Hell, episode 37. Why is the world in such a state of chaos? Everybody stop and think about what I just said, okay? Anybody out there who can tell me the world is not in the biggest state of chaos you have ever seen in your life, you're a freaking moron, or you're hiding in a hole somewhere. Because the entire globe is in the biggest state of chaos it has been in over a century. Well over a century. Why does this seem to be accelerating at a pace that's mind-bending? It's not slowing down. It's not getting better. Every day we look, something new has happened. It's gotten a little worse. Something is happening someplace today that it wasn't happening yesterday. Anybody with half a brain would think this was all preordained or all choreographed in advance with all or most possible scenarios planned for well ahead of time. Oh, gee, the New World Order, the Great Reset, being brought forth with the brutality and arrogance only an elitist caste hundreds of years in the making could ever manage. If you doubt any of what I've just said, please tell me what planet your brain is existing on today, because it sure as to hell isn't this one. Please look around you at a global implosion beyond anything we could have even considered in science fiction or horror novels 5 short years ago. It's happening in Australia. It's happening in South Africa. It's happening in Brazil. It's happening in Mexico. It's happening in the United States and Canada, in Germany, in Russia. And I could go on and on. The world has more chaos today than I have ever seen. And I'm 68 years old. Okay, again, if you doubt anything at all along the lines of what I've just said, where is your brain? All right, TLB Project and myself and a few select others have been heralding this exact scenario for well over a decade. And now it's an in-your-face reality. Go to the Liberty Beacon and type in New World Order and hit enter. I've written a lot of those articles, but not all of them by a long shot. What you will see is that for over 10 years, we have been telling you this is coming. This was planned over 100 years ago, and the reason it is accelerated to the point it's at today is because of the increase in technology. If we were not at the state of massively accelerating technology today, we would be back where we were about 50 years ago and coming forward at about that pace. No, we're moving forward at the speed of light today because the state of technology is moving forward at the speed of light. I have stated many times over many years, and I'm sure most of you will remember this, that in order for global governance to exist in any form or acceptable fashion by a preponderance of humanity, whatever's left, which will actually be very little as far as their choice goes, two things must be accomplished first. One, global financial collapse. Look around you. Look at every country on the planet and look at their financial situation. So the first thing you need for global governance, true global governance, is global financial collapse. That's next week's topic. The second thing you need is massive population reduction. Let's discuss that. What I'm about to tell you is not an exaggeration. Again, everything I'm about to tell you will be in an article published on thelibertybeacon.com tomorrow. Please go and look. Please go and look at the references. Please go and look at who did the research before you tell me I'm nuts, because I'm not. Experts estimate 20 million are already dead due to the COVID vaccination. This is globally. And over, or at least approaching, 2 billion have been injured. And this scenario is just warming up. Let me say that again, because most of you will not believe this, but I have been screaming it, literally, everybody knows me, for a year on RBN, actually close to 2 years on RBN. Experts estimate 20 million or close to it are already dead due to COVID vaccinations, and over 2 billion or close to 2 billion are seriously injured, and I put the rest on. And my ending to that was, and the scenario is just warming up. I got to go over two things so that everybody understands, especially those who haven't been listening to my shows, or if this is the first time you've jumped on. I need to explain to you what a vaccination is, because if you go back to the title and you've listened to everything I've just said, shot to hell. I'm not talking about a gun. I'm talking about a vaccine. Shot to hell. There's two things everybody here needs to understand about vaccinations. Okay? What is a vaccination? What's a vaccine? If you don't know that, then most of this doesn't make sense to you. A vaccine is something that injects either a dead or a live portion of a virus into your body, allowing your body to build soldiers, an army. It's called immunity. So the next time that virus tries to enter your body, those troops are called up to fight it off. It doesn't stand a chance. It has to go away. So what are the three criteria to qualify as a vaccine? One, it has to make sure your body doesn't get that virus. Two, if it makes sure your body can't get that virus and your body cannot store that virus. Three, if you can't get it and your body can't store it, you can't transmit it. So reception, storage, transmission. Remember that. Those are the three things that absolutely must happen for anything to qualify as a vaccine. Unless, of course, they decide to change the definition. But that has been the definition for over a century. How does Roger know that? Roger has written and researched close to 1,000 vaccine articles and done shows on many radio networks, many radio stations, including my own shows on this topic. Does Roger know a little bit about this? Yes, he does. Okay, what's the second thing? All right, what do you do to determine that a vaccine, even though it passes the vaccine testing phase, what do you do when you see that a vaccine is harming the public? In the 1970s, in the mid-1970s, the H1N1 vaccine caused 35 deaths. Listen to me, people. It caused 35 deaths, at which point in time both the CDC and the FDA said, we need to pull this off the market. It is far too damaging to humanity. Let's go back to the beginning of this section right here. Experts estimate 20 million or close to it are already dead due to COVID vaccinations, and over or close to 2 billion globally have been injured. Now, let's go back to what I just said. In the mid-70s, 35 deaths were caused by the H1N1 vaccine, and it was pulled off the market with all due haste. We cannot have this on the market. It is too dangerous to humanity. So what is the difference between today and 50 years ago? That 35 deaths would cause, and this has happened over and over again. Vaccines have been pulled as being too dangerous that have had 50 deaths, that have had some of them that have gone up to 100 deaths. And it's like, we've got to pull this. We're talking 20 million deaths and close to 2 billion serious injuries. And you're going to find out as we go along here, they're not only not pulling it, they got a new round for you. That's right, round 5 coming up. Time allows for the collection of numbers and facts. Time does work in our favor. It doesn't work in the favor of those who have died, but it does work in our favor in the fact that we can accumulate statistics, numbers, facts. What we are seeing is that the shots are not saving lives, as it is still being claimed to do. The opposite is actually true, as more people are getting sick and dying since the jabs went mainstream. Many more. Rather than a 95%, or as the trials would say, 91% reduction in cases and deaths, there has been a 370%. Remember, time gives you numbers. There has been a 370% increase in the yearly case rate for COVID. And the yearly death rate has increased by a whopping almost 200%. This is since the launch and the massive mandating of vaccination. Okay. Peeling back the layers of deception and obfuscation reveals a shocking truth, that may not at all be that shocking to the informative readers or the informative listeners. COVID vaccines are injuring and killing far more people than the government is letting on. This is not a joke. Why do you think you get shut down on Facebook for saying the truth about the COVID vaccine? Why do you think the Liberty Beacon was literally kicked off of Twitter? Our entire everything gone. Okay? Our account was just disappeared. Why do you think if you put something about COVID that tells the truth but doesn't work with the government narrative on YouTube, it's gone and you get a strike against your account? Why do you think? If what you were saying was true and they knew it, which they actually do, repercussions against you would be totally insane, wouldn't they? Fact remains, they are. Estimates compiled from pieced together data over time suggested as many as 20 million people worldwide have died so far from the shots, while another 2.2 billion have suffered injuries, and we're only getting started. In the coming months and years, these figures will balloon even higher as lingering spike proteins progressively damage the bodies of the fully vaccinated, leaving them prone to not only to every illness that comes along, autoimmune disease, but also to deadly clots, i.e. myocarditis and pericarditis. Now, let me explain something to you. What did I just say? The fully vaccinated. If you've had 2 shots, you're not fully vaccinated. If you've had 2 shots and a booster, you're not fully vaccinated. If you've had 2 shots and 2 boosters, you're not fully vaccinated, because there's now a 5th booster. And that one needs to scare the living hell out of you. But I will get into this a little bit more a little bit later. There are scientists all across the planet that are screaming, every time you take a COVID-19 vaccine, you do more permanent damage to your immune system. Why? Because that spike protein goes in there and it teaches the body this is what you need to guard against. But it pretty much shuts off in that process, it guarding against anything else. Why are so many people not dying from the shots, as they're telling you, are not dying from COVID, but dying from everything else? Why has the amount of deaths, okay, yearly deaths, screamed up across the planet since the day they launched these vaccines? Because if I'm going to put a vaccine in your body that tells it you will protect against this and ignore everything else is going to kill you. And it is. And it's called autoimmune disease, meaning your body is automatically going to ignore that crap. But you won't get COVID. Or will you? How many people that are supposedly fully vaccinated, Fauci? How many people that are supposedly fully vaccinated, Biden? How many, and I could go on, got COVID? What is the qualification for a vaccine? Keep you from getting it. Keep your body from storing it. Keep you from passing it on. Yet these are fully vaccinated bigwigs all across the planet that are getting COVID and having to hide in their house so they don't get other people sick. Wait a minute. What happened to the definition of a vaccine? Oops! Somebody's not telling the truth to somebody, but time gives you facts and figures. I just gave you a couple of facts, and they don't work with the figures at all. Okay. I'm going to go into another one, okay? The FDA and the CDC are urging all adults to get the fifth COVID shot, the booster, the new booster, despite the fact it has had no safety and no efficacy data, no human testing at all, and it's been reformulated, which means it's not supposedly the same as the original one. Is it still based on the mRNA vaccine? Yes, it is. Is it the mRNA vaccine and the spike protein that's causing all of the damage globally? Yes, it is. Is that still part of the new one? Yes, it is. But they say it's been reformulated. Okay, what does reformulated mean? You don't know, I don't know, we're not going to know. We're not going to know. Because the FDA and the CDC have approved this with no safety or efficacy data available to anybody. And no testing required outside of, and we'll get into this a little bit more, 8 mice. Don't laugh. That was the total amount of testing that was required on living entities. They tested these shots on 8 mice. And now they're going to give it to you, your children as young as 12 years old, your grandparents, and it's going to be global. And it's based on the most deadly pharmaceutical product on the planet. And I would say it is 10 times more deadly than every single vaccine ever used on humanity in the entire history of humanity combined. Hey, but for 35 deaths, they pulled the H1N1 as being too dangerous for humanity. Anybody doubt that? Do a little research. You'll find out Roger doesn't lie. Gee, does this sound a little weird to anybody? Does this sound like something right out of a science fiction novel to anybody? Does this sound like a freaking horror story to anybody? If it doesn't, you're numb. You're literally numb. I didn't say dumb. I said numb. Emergency authorization of Pfizer and Moderna's Bivalent, B-I-V-A-L-E-N-T, Bivalent COVID-19 boosters are based on preliminary test results from a grand total of 8 mice, and that data has not been made available to the public. It just hasn't. Are you kidding me? 20 million people dead and 2.2 billion seriously injured. They reformulate this based on the same killer vaccine with 8 mice it being tested on, and you can't see the data. Based on the antibody response in the 8 mice, the Biden administration has ordered 171 million doses of these two boosters, Pfizer's and Moderna's. So they tested it on 8 mice over a very short period of time, and then Biden went out and ordered 171 million doses. Gee, who made money on that? You think maybe Moderna made some money? You think maybe Pfizer made some money? Nah. Roger, you're a conspiracy nut. Well, I'm not a conspiracy nut, but I am a nut in most cases. I've been called that most of my life, so we'll stick with that. Okay. A reanalysis of data from the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccine trials found that the combined, excuse me, found that combined, the jabs were associated with a risk increase of serious adverse events of special interest at a rate of 12.5 per 10,000 vaccinated. While the risk reduction for COVID-19 hospitalization was only 2.3 per 10,000 participants for Pfizer and 6.4 per 10,000 for Moderna. According to a recent risk-benefit analysis, a third booster for university students for each COVID-19 hospitalization prevented, the booster will cause a minimum of 18 to a maximum of 98 serious adverse events, including death. Did you hear what I just said? According to the recent risk-benefit analysis, a third booster, okay, for university students, this is this fifth shot, for each COVID-19 hospitalization prevented, okay, for each time you prevent one person due to all these shots, these 10,000 shots, from going to the hospital, you will have caused 18 at a minimum, 98 at a maximum, serious adverse events. So I'm going to give 10,000 people a shot. One person is going to be kept from going to the hospital, and close to 100 may be damaged for life or die. Does the government know this? If I can tell you this, of course they do. But they're going to tell you, the FDA just stood up and said, you will take this. The CDC said, y'all better take this. Why? Why is anybody telling anybody to take this when we have this kind of proof sitting right under our nose? Why? Because most of you out there will never look at this proof unless some moron stuffs it in your face, or some loudmouth, I don't know, person like me does it on a radio show that you may just happen to tune into on some Sunday morning. None of this is a joke. All of this is a fact. Our college kids are being absolutely put in an extremely dangerous situation for something they don't need at all. The chances of college kids dying from COVID are 0.0009%. It almost doesn't exist. But there's a chance if 10,000 of those students get that shot, almost 100 of them could either be damaged for life or die. How the hell does that make sense to anyone? But this is the reality you live in. And I won't go any further than this because we're about to start hearing music for a break. Look, people, I hate doing shows like this. I hate them with a passion, and you can hear it in my voice. I get angry because there's no other way for me to tell you how I feel. We are looking at the intentional destruction of our health. And we'll get into that more on the other side. The intentional destruction of your immune system. If I know it, they know it. And I know it. You damn right well better take that fifth booster or that fifth shot. Because you may still have a little bit of immune system, and they can't have that. Not a joke, people. There's nothing here to laugh about. Every bit of it, the facts will be available tomorrow on the libertybeacon.com in the TLB Talk Radio article that's published with this show embedded in it. Please go. Please make sure Roger's telling the truth, because what I'm telling you right now should be making you angry beyond belief, especially if you have been vaccinating your children. If you have and you give them another vaccine, I don't ever want to hear from you. Don't talk to me. I don't even want to be around you. If you listen to this show and you're willing to get your kids vaccinated again, you're a freaking moron. You're a moron. All right. I'm going to I'm going to slide back down that hill just a little bit, become a little bit more relaxed, and we'll be back in a minute.
Disturb the sound of silence. Like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S-secret.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hear my words and I might teach you. Take my arms and I might reach you.
I've got one more thing, one more quick thing to say, and then I'm going to jump to a caller that's waiting, and I appreciate that. And the last thing I want to say on what you all heard prior to this commercial break was, look, a number of top officials with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and the National Institutes of Health reportedly have serious concerns about the direction we're going in, yet are too afraid to speak out or push back because of their careers or, and I'll just leave that or hanging there. So there are experts in all three, the NIH, the FDA, and the CDC, who are realizing that this is not good. And they will say it under the table, but they won't say it to your face. Okay, I've got a caller. Luca, how are you doing, sir?
We always seem to keep repeating ourselves all the time. Isn't that what you always say? Right. My grandmother would say that's good because that means you're telling the truth. first of all, thank you for having me on. Very quickly. And second of all, I think people are waking up really fast. And it's beautiful to see. We all have our different spin, right?
Yes.
I have mine on this issue, and I'll be very quick. There's a guy you can research by the name of Rudolf Steiner, because Roger keeps asking, why? Why? Rudolf Steiner.
No, I'm not asking. I know why. I'm saying why so it will put that into people's heads, so they will ask themselves why.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well,
please.
In 1918, Rudolf Steiner actually says in print to materialistic doctors should be entrusted the task of removing the soul of humanity.
Yes.
And today they should be vaccinated, even the young, you know, against that disease or this disease, with a substance that would kind of dumb them down. And there's Rockefeller saying, we don't want thinkers, we want workers. Then there's Gandhi saying...
Hold on, because what you just said is sterling, and I apologize for interrupting, but you just made a brilliant point, so I want to tell everybody how accurate that is, what he said, with something in it that will dumb these kids down. What is in these vaccines? It's either thimerosal, which is mercury, ethyl mercury, or it is aluminum. Aluminum is absolutely a killer to the brain. It breaks down the synapses between brain cells. And mercury is the second most deadly component to the human physiology on this planet, second only to ionizing radiation. So when you have aluminum and or mercury in shots, especially giving it to infant children and young kids, you are dumbing them down. Thank you, Luca.
Well, that's one. That's one part of history, just there, right? I think it's even on Google still. Then you have Dr. Vernon Coleman, which everybody knows, the old man in the chair. And he says, and Roger, I'm asking you, what do you think? Anyone that tells you that vaccines are safe and effective is lying, period.
I have been screaming this at the top of my lungs for over 1,000 articles and probably over 1,000 shows over the last 12 years. So, yes, do I believe that? Wholeheartedly. And there are a lot of scientists that back me up.
And you'll be thrown out of the office, the doctor's office, for saying that. My last one is Gandhi. Gandhi, who says literally that vaccination is a barbarous practice and one of the most fatal of all of the delusions current in our time. Conscientious objectors of vaccination should stand alone, if need be, against the whole world in defense of their conviction. Unquote. Thank you for your time, Roger. You're awesome.
So are you, my friend. And tell them when your show is, please.
Well, I have two of them, actually. I'm a shadow of his show on Shake and Wake Radio on Mondays at 4 o'clock Central Time. And on RBN as well, it's called Luca's World. And that's Saturday morning at 11 Central. And this is what we're discussing. We're screaming this at the top of our lungs. You're going to get me yelling again. So I will leave. Thank you for everything.
All right. You take care, and thank you very much. Look, I'm not going to say that all vaccines could never work and would all be evil. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say the way they are and how they're being presented, especially with components in them such as mercury and aluminum, which are extremely detrimental to the human physiology. There are cases where if they were done properly and things were done properly, they may actually have some minor benefit and they wouldn't be so damaging to the body. But that's not the way they're being done. Anyway, and thank you, Luca. You made some good points, but let's get back to this because, as usual, I've got a stack of stuff to give out. And if anybody else wants to call in, please do. I don't mind calls at all. I would say that from everything we've talked about in the first part of this show, okay, we've already described how much damage has actually been done. And that may not be an exact number because it is set up statistically by numbers people see and the known factors like only about 1% of vaccine damage is ever usually reported to VAERS, at the high end, 10%. So again, it's not somebody going out and counting head for head, which is why I usually give a high number and a low number. But the fact it remains that you are constantly still being told to this very day, stop and think about what Roger's just saying right now, that this vaccine is safe and effective. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Safe. 20 million deaths. And as many as 2 billion vaccine injured. Safe. Effective. It does not keep you from getting the virus. It does not keep your body from storing the virus. It does not keep you from passing it on to another person. Where the hell does anybody get off telling you it's either safe or effective? It is the least safe and effective component in the vaccine world ever. Nothing has failed on the massive level this has. Or should I be saying nothing has succeeded on the level this has? Look, it needs to be said that the FDA and the CDC rely on assumption, not on actual data. That's what we're getting to. They don't rely on actual data. They rely on assumptions, which they can basically tell you, well, this is what we assume, so you can't blame us. That I don't believe. If I know the facts, you can be damn right well sure they know the facts. A key take home here is that, efficacy against infection and severe disease has never been ascertained. Those trials that were done were not done for the original shot and won't be done for the reformulated boosters. In other words, the trials that are supposed to be done for each and every vaccine were never done for the original vaccines and are not going to be done for the reformulated boosters. Okay, yet, okay, the efficacy of those boosters is assumed and declared as having been proven based on the original trials. Listen to me. I'm going to read that again. Yes, I'm reading this because it was way too funny and I had to give it to you word for word. The efficacy of these boosters is assumed and declared as having been proven based on the original trials. What did I just tell you? Again, those trials were never done. But yet they're telling you we don't have to do these tests because based on the original test, we have the assumption that this has already been proven. But they're not reminding you that the original test never contained what is required to prove these efficacies. They've never done it. They're just telling you they did. So you have the FDA and the CDC knowing, and the NIH knowing full well they're lying, but yet lying right to your face. I can't make this stuff up, people. I can't make it up. It's just assumption piled upon assumption. one after the other. Yet based on the antibody response in 8 mice alone, the Biden administration ordered 171 million doses. Why? On the assumption that the efficacy was really good, but the efficacy was never tested and has been proven in the real world to actually be more deadly than not getting the vaccine. So I'm going to go out and order 171 million shots on something I know to be an absolute lie. Who are the only entities here that make out at all? Gee, that would be Big Pharma. Who are the only entities that lose big time? The college students who are being mandated to get them or they cannot go to class. And out of every 10,000 that get them, how many of those 100 are going to be dead or maimed for life? How many? Let's not forget that the mice actually did get infected with Omicron, although we don't know to what degree since they haven't released any of the data. For all we know, the mice may have had a good antibody response, then got sick and dropped dead. We don't know that. And it's just like the other data they hid from us and wanted to hide for 75 years, showing thousands of deadly, if not severely damaging, side effects. They wanted to keep that from you for 75 years. So now they are keeping what happened to these mice. 8 mice, that's it. And you can't even find out about that. What's more, the monovalent Pfizer booster authorized for children 5 to 11 back in May was based on antibody levels of just 67 children. Not thousands of children, 67 kids. And they said, okay, to the average here is pretty good. You can give this to every kid on the planet now. And we already know that it takes about 10,000 people to give you a decent number on anything. 67 kids! So when the FDA claims the original human trials were exhaustive and have conclusively proven the shots were both safe and effective, who's lying to you? Because it certainly isn't Roger. Who's lying to you? 67 children and 8 mice in the other test. That's it. And we know to get any kind of a decent number that's even slightly reliable, it takes at least 10,000 participants. And then they're going to hide the mice data from you for 75 years. What a bet. In addition to the apparent fraud being committed and the fact that they eliminated the placebo group midway through the trials, these human trials won't even be finalized for another 2 years or so. As each and every one of these clinical trials requires a follow-up period. In other words, we've got to let this go for so long to see exactly what type of reactions may have been caused. So they're not going to report on any of this for another couple of years. By then, if there's 2 million estimated to be dead already and over 2.2 billion across the planet harmed, another 2 years from now, and I don't know, a 6th booster, a 7th booster, how many will be dead? How many will be crippled for life? You need 2 things to bring in global governance. You need to see the economic collapse of the planet, and you need to see a massive die-off of humanity so that what is left is much more controllable. Tell me which one you're not seeing. And we're not done. All we have are preliminary analysis and Freedom of Information Act released documents clearly showing Pfizer has been less than transparent about adverse effects. There's thousands of them, and they weren't going to tell you for 75 years. Why? Since they had to show them to you, they've relabeled or mislabeled and dismissed most of them as never having existed at all. When you couldn't see that data, There were thousands of side effects. I know I got the original printouts as soon as they were released showing each and every one of those side effects. But once they hit the public, they changed very quickly the classification and the labeling of a lot of those side effects so that they weren't even associated with the vaccination anymore. Who's lying? Who's intentionally killing and maiming? I don't have to say hundreds anymore. I don't have to say hundreds of thousands anymore. I can say millions of people now, and I'm not exaggerating. If I'm talking about harming people, either temporarily or for their entire life, I can even say billions now. But yet, they're not too dangerous. We don't have to pull them off the market. Right? A reanalysis of data from Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccine trials found that combined Pfizer and Moderna mRNA COVID-19 jabs were actually associated with a risk increase of serious adverse events of special interest of 12.5% or 12.5 per 10,000, which is what I told you before. 2.3, okay, are related to those who just go into the hospital, okay? So the difference here is it is far more dangerous for anybody to get the shot than it is to live through COVID or to never get a shot and never get COVID. Far more dangerous to get the shot. The risk of reaction for COVID-19 hospitalization was only 2.3 per 10,000. That's it. Okay, let's step on because we're running out of time here, but that's not a new territory for Roger. Oh, I got Melissa from Maryland. Hello, Melissa.
Hey, if I was just saying that that's quick. If anybody wants to call in, one thing about RBN is that they're not rude like terrestrial radio, and you're not kept on hold for 30 and 40 minutes trying to have somebody take your phone calls. When you call terrestrial radio, they'll just take their sweet time getting to you. You have to
just do me a favor and get your point out because I've got to close up here real quick. Yeah. No, that's okay. No. I appreciate your point. You're right.
I was just going to ask you, since you're on the subject of vaccines, I was just going to ask you, if you know of a couple of websites, since you do research, if you know of websites that I think what is happening is that the common cold is getting mistaken for COVID and coronavirus.
Intentionally.
And I also think that probably, you know, we have heard of coronavirus, the cat getting out of the bag about that, but I just don't know how many different kinds of coronavirus we're dealing with, if it's just one or if it's 25 or several or what.
Okay. All right.
But I was going to ask about, you know, websites that, not CDC, but just websites that tell us the state of things and all of the symptoms. And I was also, my other question is, what do we have to guard ourselves against in terms of diseases and conditions from illegal immigrants? What health conditions are illegal immigrants bringing into the country with them that we should be concerned about?
All right, let me get through these, and then I've got to wrap the show up, and I thank you for calling in. And first off, the Liberty Beacon, if you go to thelibertybeacon.com and you put in vaccines or vaccination into the search bar, you're going to literally come up with thousands of articles. But in the article tomorrow, I will put a list of, and this is always in an article on Monday, go take a look at thelibertybeacon.com tomorrow, please, and I will make a list of the trusted websites for everybody to take a look at. And going through them right now, I'd have to open up my book and take a look. Most of the research I do, again, is hit and miss from one to the other. So I will make sure that I include that. The second thing here is I'm going to surprise everybody, but I've got less than 5 minutes, so I really can't beat this up a lot. COVID-19 is what we're being told a lot of them are taking across the border. Let me explain something to everybody here. COVID-19, and this is also answers part of your other question, is supposedly a coronavirus. A coronavirus is basically the flu. We get the flu every single year. There are so many variations of the flu, it's absolutely insane. The ability of COVID to kill the average person that isn't extremely old or doesn't have a half a dozen comorbidities is no worse than the flu. This is an absolute fact. So what are people bringing across the border? The same thing that pretty much exists in the United States right now, and the same thing most of you, quote unquote, have probably already been vaccinated against. Now, there may be some areas of the world that have a higher level of H1N1. There may be some areas of the world that have a higher level of a more dangerous virus. That's absolutely true. But on average, they are bringing into this country basically what most of us live with in this country. So I wouldn't say they're bringing in a bunch of serious diseases. There are people stating that they're bringing COVID-19 in, but COVID-19 has a fatality rate of 0.0096% for the average person, even all the way up to about 50 years old, who doesn't have a bunch of comorbidities. It is not the killer they've told you it was, and I will eventually do a show telling everybody where it came from and how it got blown out of proportion intentionally. All right, I've got about 2 minutes left. There's a couple of more things that I do want to say, okay? Look, COVID-19, by mandating these shots, okay, the result will be an expected harm of massive proportions, especially, again, for college students, since those are the ones that are going to be mandated, or they can't even go into their college classes. This is going to be very dangerous for them. Anyone who cannot compute that 18 to 98 serious injuries, plus another 3,000 plus injuries that are bad enough to interfere with someone's daily living, is worse than one COVID hospitalization out of 10,000. It is far worse to be vaccinated than it is to not be vaccinated. That's just a fact. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up in a fashion that I hope. Oh, I've got one more call. I've got Pat from Texas. All right, Pat, I think you're going to take the show out. Unless you can be real quick, my friend, because I do have one more thing to say.
I just wanted to warn you about Karen Kingston. She's on your TLB, and I like you showing some of the stuff about it. But the lady has a BA in English from University of Maryland, and she's a business analyst, strategic marketer in the biotech. She has 20 years experience in marketing, business development, sales, public speaking, consulting.
Just send it to me. Over at TLB Talk or wherever you can, the Liberty Beacon. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.